As Elias spoke, Mildred felt the hard pat of his thumb on her eyelid. She rolled her eyeball back into her head, which took considerable effort to keep it there as he held her eye open for some time. She wasn't sure how long she could keep it rolled back.
Yes, she's out. Now we should get her out of here. It's far too public for my taste. There will be some blood on the ground. When I lift her, scuff the earth to cover it.
Of course, I'm not stupid.
Mildred felt herself lifted up by Elias, as though she were nothing more than a feather, and flung unceremoniously over his shoulder. He strode off, each step bumping her stomach on his hard shoulder blade. She could hear the scuffling of Chan's feet as he covered the bloody signs of her shooting, and then the patter of the lighter man as he ran to catch up with Elias. Elias was dangerous because of his size and strength. Chan was a lightweight in every way. But they were two, and she was alone. More than that, she was quite possibly concussed from the bullet crease, and may find it hard to act quickly when called upon. And finally, they were both armed and she wasn't. The only advantage she had was surprise. Somehow she figured that wouldn't be enough. They walked for some distance, and the two men bickered all the while. The longer they walked, the more she would learn.
I don't like this. We should have finished the job there and then.
And let her be found? There would be an investigation, and sooner or later it would be discovered that we have nothing in the way of an alibi. Where would we be then? Would you be able to talk your way out of that with your brother?
But the longer we are in possession of the accursed woman, the greater the chances of being caught.
Not this way. I have watched carefully the patterns of the security patrols, and I know for a fact that there is no work going on out here. The wood for the boats has long since been felled. All we have to do is keep things relatively quiet. Not difficult with his silenced blaster. I thought it rather a masterstroke to use the one-eyed man's blaster. If anyone checks the armory, they'll find it has been recently fired.
Would anyone check?
I doubt it, but it would add a nice finishing touch.
You have approached this entire matter with an unbecoming frivolity.
Oh, come now. Life isn't worth living if you can't enjoy its absurdity. Who would even consider the prospect of we two working together? You are well known for your pig-headedness, and I am known for my big heart and fair-mindedness.
Yes.
I neglected to mention your missing sense of humor. How could I forget? I will grant that you showed compensatory ingenuity when you came to see me. See? I can use big words, too.
It was simple pragmatism. I could not do it by myself, and I could see that you have your own complimentary motivations.
Ah, yes. Greed. Greed is good. After all, if you don't look out for number one, who will?
Mildred felt herself being lifted off his shoulder. Knowing he would drop her with no regard for her discomfort, she willed herself to relax and take the fall naturally. It was hard and painful. She hit the ground on her back, her head bouncing on the ground. She figured they had to be near the river, for the ground was softer here, thank God, and there was the sound of running water nearby. Had they carried her down to where the treasure was hidden? How the hell had they found out about it?
An ignoble sentiment and crudely phrased, but I must concur. I had read the legends of the old treasures of the Whitelands in the archives of our people, but I had thought the secret lost forever until I heard Barriss tell this bitch about it. To discover that he had kept the secret for this long was bad enough, but to learn that he was imparting it to an outsider and entrusting it to pale ones was intolerable. It belongs to the Pilatans.
And of course you'll be giving your half to them.
You know perfectly well that I will not. They do not understand what it is to be a true Pilatan. Neither do you. You see no evil in mixing with outsiders. You do not see how vital it is to keep ourselves pure. And yet those fools treat me as different because I am an albino. They treat me with contempt. Worse, with pity. Because I have no skin pigment, they do not think of me as being black. You sought power by courting the leader's daughter, as would I, if a proud bitch like her would even consider the likes of me. Fortunately, I have my brother. He, at least, they all see as black.
Pardon my interruption of your diatribe, but strictly speaking, if you have no pigment, then you aren't actually black, are you?
Of course I am, you buffoon! Being black is not about the skin pigment!
Ah, yes. Then why do you object so strongly to Whitelanders?
You will squander your half of the money, whereas I intend to set up a community where those such as myself can live in peace, apart from Whitelanders and cartoon blacks such as yourself.
I rather like the idea of having treasure to squander. And speaking of squander, I really feel that we're wasting time now.
Something I have been saying to you for some time.
Did you say something? I wasn't paying attention. Time to complete step one. Once she's dead, we'll get the treasure out and leave her corpse in its place. By the time anyone figures out that she's not just out for a swim or wandering off lost in thought as usual, we'll be well away from this accursed island. Although I wish I could see their expressions when they find her.
So, who will do it?
Afraid to do it? Why, Chan, you're as white as a ghost.
Damn you. I'll see to it.
On her back, eyes still closed, Mildred heard him move near. She thanked her luck that it was the lighter and less competent of the two. He would be easier to take by surprise and to overpower. She could get his blaster and perhaps use him to shield herself and take a shot at Elias. It was a slim chance, but the only one she had. She could sense him standing above, with a foot on either side of her. As the albino leaned over her, and she felt the muzzle of the blaster rest against her forehead, she opened her eyes suddenly and looked Chan straight in the eyes.
What?
Before Elias had a chance to react, Chan found himself kicked in the crotch. The shocking pain made him drop his blaster, and Mildred rolled to the side where it landed. Chan's hunched form nicely blocked any shot from Elias. With one hand, Mildred grabbed the blaster that had fallen from Chan's hand, then sprung up, grabbed the albino, spun him, and locked her free forearm around his throat. It was a difficult maneuver, and the albino was slippery, but adrenaline and her battle savvy accomplished it all in a heartbeat.
Don't fire! For God's sake, don't fire!
Then get out of the damned way!
Oh, you fucking dimwit! You didn't even have the safety off!
What are you doing? You almost hit me!
You've got to break a few eggs, Chan, and not so loud. There are still security patrols.
Mildred fired. The blast tore up a chunk of tree to Elias's left. Her usually deadly aim had been spoiled by the albino struggling, which she still sought to contain. She looked for a better shot, but Elias ducked behind another tree and took aim. Something told Mildred Elias was about to just fire through Chan, and she was pretty far from the nearest tree or boulder.
Fuck!
Mildred! Duck!
The explosion from behind her told her Jack's .357 Magnum Colt Python had been called into play. It was lucky for Chan that he had also reacted to Jack's call, as the slug would have hit him if he had stayed on his knees instead of flinging himself away from Mildred when she released her grip and rolled for cover. The slug zipped through the leaves where Elias's head was a split second before. Elias had already discovered the better part of valor and begun to run for better cover. Jack sighted and loosed another shot, which took a chunk out of a tree to the left of the giant's shoulder as he ducked behind it. The wood chips cut into his shoulder.
Ugh! Damn it!
But it did nothing to delay his progress. Chan was close behind him, scuttling knock-kneed for cover. Mildred sighted with the blaster she had taken from Chan, but didn't try to fire. Jack had stopped firing. He appeared on the far side of the shallow river and was wading across, unable to stop and take aim if he wished to reach the other side rapidly. His main concern was Mildred's safety, and that had been assured. However, he couldn't understand why she had held her shot.
Why not shoot?
If I'd killed Marcos' brother, then there would be a whole shitload of explaining to do, and I'm not sure that Marcos would want to hear it straight off. And when we get those bastards, I want it to be clear what they've been up to.
You be safe till then?
I figure they'll go to ground, maybe thinking we'll go straight to Marcos or Sunita, which also means they'll have to act fast. I reckon they'll be back tonight and try to get the treasure out of the rocks and make a break for it. But what the hell are you doing here?
It's on errand to livestock, getting stupid measurements of crates and boats because of fuck-up. Lucky fuck-up. Saw Chan and Elias on roof. Not trust white one, and see another with him made curious. Then blasters out. Didn't know firing on you till followed him when you picked up. Followed out here and kept tail. Didn't know how bad you injured, or if you faking. Body not quite loose enough. Anyway, saw you move, and figured time right.
Sure as shit was. I was never more pleased to see you.
She hugged the albino with sheer relief.
So if they come tonight, we tell Sec?
Can't tell them outright. I figure I should make sure Marcos is out there at that time and he can stumble onto it. But they'll have to be back up.
How you get him out here?
I'll figure that out.